Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 5. I am Brian Kluger. I'm joined with Gotti Elkon, Andrew Conway, Adam Conway, and Mark Chaffardini from GoSeeTalk.com.
Hi.
Oh, that was a lovely hi. So,
it's our intimate show.
It is our intimate show. This episode is guaranteed to thrill you, chill you, and fulfill you as we have a hell of a lineup today. It's very dirty. There's 5 of us today, and only 2 of us are wearing pants.
For the 5th
podcast. Donald ducking as always. So as always, we're going to start out with a top 3 of our favorite somethings, and this week is our top 3 favorite movie duos, and I'm going to pass it over to the man in the green shirt across from me, Gotti Elkon. What are your top 3 favorite movie duos?
Well, I think I have to start with human, non-human.
No, Priebus, just get to the fucking
point.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah!
And the Beast, they knew each other long before the film. They solved the mystery.
Did they know each other?
They went to college together?
Of course they did.
Same
fraternity. They
knew each other. Same fraternity.
Sort of.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. But that's, yeah. Okay, I'll jump on to the next one.
I like to.
Elaborate.
Tom Hanks movies where it's a comedy and he's funny in it. And
no,
it's got
no,
where he had like
no.
6, 7 films.
He had like 10 films in a
row.
Oh, comedies.
It was like the last comedy he made.
What are you talking about?
What?
Okay,
that's a good statement.
There are a few inaccuracies there, but
that was before Turner and Hooch.
It was the later brand of the 80s.
Post Turner and Hooch, pre Castaway.
I don't know if those are comedies, but most people think they are.
Which one? Forrest Gump?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Forrest Gump was a comedy, I guess.
A little bit.
He didn't go full retard in that.
What else you got for us?
Well, I switched to more human and
more human.
I love L.A. Confidential, so Edmund Exley, Mr. William White.
Yeah,
nice.
It's good. It's both Australians playing typical American mystery detectives, and yet it's brilliant.
Oh, and they're taking our jobs too.
Oh,
just
easily.
Like all Brits.
I mean, once they did that film, they were on the scene.
We're sending Americans to Australia.
That's what they do.
So we're getting
Mel Gibson.
Crikey, mate! Put another shrimp on the throat. Oh,
whoa! What was the last one? And then the last one, I had to go racial with.
Ooh,
I know.
Chris Tucker and someone else?
No, I didn't go Jackie Chan. I did go Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
Oh,
see
no evil, hear no evil.
Which movie, though? Which movie?
That one.
That one? Well, they did several together.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Was it Silver? Not Silver Bullet.
Silver Streak?
Another Year.
Yeah,
Silver
Streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality.
Blazing Saddles. That
was Richard Pryor.
No, that was Richard Pryor wasn't in there. He did. He's a writer with Mel.
Okay.
But yeah, that was just Wilder.
Was it
that was Cleavon Little.
Do you have an honorable mention?
I do. It's old school. The Odd Couple, obviously. Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau.
Nice. I actually had that.
Of course, they float into Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men.
I mean,
I had them for my
honorable mentions. They're easily like classic duo.
I'll go to my
I can watch their films.
Odd Couple, for sure.
All the way.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
All the way.
Nice duos. What about you, Andrew?
Well, first off, straightforward. We got Jake and Elwood, Blues Brothers.
Shit, yeah, man.
Classic duo.
Yo,
they
man.
Are probably the first Bowl duo I can remember.
Chickens and dry white toast.
And, you know, and along those along those lines, I was staying with mostly comedy. We get to Lloyd and Harry.
Harry?
Dumb and Dumber.
As soon as
you
said
two.
Comedy, I assume you like Dumb and Dumber.
You know, those are my favorite duos for the most part. Lloyd and Harry, you can't go wrong. Jim Carrey. Jeez. I don't know.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. And I was going to go serious, but yeah, I'll go serious. Red and Andy from one of our favorite movies, Shawshank.
Oh. Shawshank gets
two jailbirds
every podcast
every
now.
Time.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn you, Andy Dufresne. Damn you.
And, you know, well, they did end up together at the end, which was...
It was
one of the greatest love stories.
It was a modern
day
love story, for sure.
It's a better love story than Twilight.
And it's a hell of a lot better than Twilight.
And
Black Rock. Black
I had a tough decision deciding between Red and Andy, and I'm sure someone else mentioned this other one, so I'll wait on that one. But my honorable mention was going to be the Grumpy Old Men guys, but
old greatness.
I got a backup just in case. I'm going to go with Michael Cruz and Mac from the classic movie Mac and Me. Everybody's favorite duo.
Paul Rudd would be so
favorite
happy.
Michael Jackson dance, or Michael...
McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
If you ever see Conan O'Brien, anytime Paul Rudd is on, he shows a classic clip from this movie. If you haven't seen Mac and Me, please go out and watch it, because it needs to be remade, and maybe someday we might
it's
be
never been on Blu-ray,
movie.
I don't think.
I don't think it's
been,
yeah. So look for the VHS that you local.
Yeah. All right, nice list, place. Man. What about Adam with the Canes?
Let's see. The classic one, Paul Newman, Rob Redford, Butch and Sundance.
Hell yes, sir.
Also, they were great in The Sting together. So.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Playing Butch and Sundance or someone else? Someone
else. It was the sequel.
It's a little more modern.
If you guys haven't seen Butch and Sundance, you might want to...
Well, that's a good one. What
watch
else?
Watch it. Yeah. Then I have Bill and Ted, obviously.
Great. Fuck yes.
Nice.
Travel through time.
Yeah.
And did you ever notice that Ted's name was actually Ted Logan. It was Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah.
Named him twice.
Just like Mario.
Yeah. So Mario, Luigi Mario.
They're talking about making a third one, so we'll see if that
well,
actually happens.
I don't know.
Maybe a hologram with George Carlin?
Yeah.
Recycle some of the footage from all of
them. Do not do your homework without wearing headphones. That was a sequel.
Those are cool, two good ones.
Then I'll do Buzz and Woody from
Look
Toy
at
Nice.
You going all Pixar.
Oh, Toys. Okay, yeah,
Sweet
I thought you were thinking of else. Yeah.
Whoa.
And, you know, it's Dirty. A classic.
I love
that's
it.
A classic
great,
duo. Absolutely.
Great duo.
That's a good one.
Classic. And I have a couple honorable mentions. The two sets of duos from the Star Wars movies, C-3PO and R2-D2, and Han and Chewie.
Yeah.
And
I, like
I just want to say... Riggs and Murtaugh for Mr. Brian over there.
Hey, Riggs!
So your list is actually eight.
Eight long. Nice list.
Honorable, even more.
That's it. That was
smart.
It.
Well, I want to come on.
Wow.
All right, so you got to do eight. I'm going to add a few more.
That's everything you got.
All right, Chaffardini, what do you have for your top three favorite movie duos?
Since we are 6 days away from getting to the World's End, Edgar Wright's awesome third leg of the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy.
And we highly recommend you see that
movie. Because we've seen it before you, and you're not as cool as us. Just kidding, don't hate us. I'm going to go with Shaun of the Dead. Because, that is like the epitome of the coolest buddy movie.
Oh, yes.
They're the perfect duo.
They play PS3, Player 2 has entered the game.
And you got no work.
Player 2 has exited the game. My number two choice is Half Baked. Dave Chappelle and his buddies. Get it, buddy?
Yes.
See what I did there, bud? it's just good fun. It's nonsensical.
They did pretty much do anything to get his buddy out of jail. That was pretty awesome.
Dude, kill a horse, though. Horse, cop killer.
It's funny.
Cop killer.
Funyuns, man.
Cop killer.
Yeah, I'm Zach.
And my number one, which really, like, this should have been all three choices for me, but it's Big Trouble in Little China.
Wayne Chi and Jack Burton, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Those guys just, you know, there's nothing that says more buddy than buddy.
And
than
they
that
have
movie.
A huge history together.
They do.
That you never see. You just hear them sort of talk about.
And you know, because like I was saying before, this is the thing that kind of perplexed me. Do I do a buddy list that has people who you've either known each other forever or have never met? And that's really like two completely different
categories. Oh, it
definitely
is. Definitely. Yeah, you know? It was hard to figure out what
it's like. You either have something that's, you know, completely opposites to the odd couple, or these guys like Kluger was saying, these guys have known each other forever. So those are my three.
Yeah.
Nice list.
No honorable mention.
Okay, well the honorable mention is the flip side of that. People who have known each other forever. It'd be something like Goonies. You know, those guys have grown up for, I don't know, what, 4 years?
I don't know if that's a duo per se, because duo means two, but yeah.
I was thinking more of
I was thinking more like Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah, those guys.
There you go.
They were buddies in real life.
That's true. They partied
okay,
hard.
So Mrs. Kluger, can you retract my statement from the record and go back to what I said about Big Trouble Little China?
Yeah. No, I like that.
Twas awesome.
Really
good. Twas
really
awesome. All right. I guess I'll go over to me, myself, Brian Kluger.
It's Brian Kluger talking, if you guys
My third favorite is Doc Brown, Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I know there's a
Which Doc Brown?
Marty.
Part two. I know there's a big age difference there,
the
but
the young one
wait.
Where he has the band-aid and he fell off the toilet, or
yeah,
damn.
That one.
Damn.
Who's the president? Ronald Reagan.
The actor.
Yeah.
Who's the vice president? Jerry Lewis. Great duo. They got shit done. My second
got shit done.
My second.
See that in any movie.
My
That's
second favorite
Woo.
Is Tango and Cash.
Boom.
Oh.
That's just
lock it up.
Killers movie,
Kurt
and
Russell
they're awesome.
Strikes Again.
Yes, yes, yes. And then another one which always makes me laugh, and I always think they have all great on-screen chemistry, is Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys.
I love them.
They're funny.
Oh, Bad Boy, not Men in Black. Okay.
Yeah, and then a runner-up is Abbott and Costello.
Oh, old school.
And then y'all did the other ones, R2 and C-3PO,
yeah.
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker.
No horror duos? I thought you would have at least some horror duo in there.
Horror duo.
I guess horror duos. Abbott and Costello meets the Mummy.
Jason and his
the
mom.
Biggest horror duos.
Jason and his mom.
She was barely on screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely. So those are my top three favorite
nice.
Movie duos. So.
Yeah. Oh, we logged out there for a second. I'm going to throw out one more.
Your
password since everyone's
password?
Had like 10 of them. I wanted to throw out the Dude and Walter.
Oh,
because I thought
classic.
Someone would have definitely said that, but no one did. So that was another honorable mention. The classic Walter.
The Walter Sobchak?
Walter Sobchak. But yeah, if you guys have any duos that we missed out on, make sure you tell us about them.
Just Google it.
Batman
yeah,
and Robin,
that.
Hey, come
yeah,
on.
We missed a few, I'm sure.
Crap.
But let us know what you think is your favorite duo. For sure.
Yeah, let us know. Thanks.